Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Are You the One? After show finale, Hail Mary worked. 11 beams. It's a celebration, and Hennessy is in the house. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is nice.
Well, I just came back from Hawaii.
You can make me
want
to go to Hawaii.
I ain't never been.
You never been to Hawaii?
Okay.
That was beautiful.
So this is the perfect Matt song.
They recorded it?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah, they recorded it. Yeah. Yeah, this is Tyler. And then E-Money. Turn it up. Yeah.
It sounds so good.
Okay.
There we go. Hey.
This makes you want to go ahead.
Look at Mike.
Shout out to season 6 for making it happen. I can't believe it. We just got to give it up for him.
Yeah,
give it up for him. Oh my gosh,
I would not have thought.
I don't think anybody. I don't think y'all thought.
Plot twist.
Yeah, man, for real. Like this.
You would have thought that shit was like rigged. Like, yeah, right? Who told y'all?
Right? That was crazy. I've been getting like messages just about it.
No. I feel like I've been saying since week one that I thought that they were going to win it. So yeah. I'm just saying,
rewind it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, run it back.
Let me see them.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Uncle Lim Gonzalez, because I got my uncle outfit on. You can find me on social media at The Poet St. All David Day. Next to me is Fire, a.k.a. Sensei Don't Play. What up?
What it do, guys? This season was amazing. You know, it had its ups and a lot of lows, but they won. So props to them. It was a great season. Lots to talk about.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the talented, the wonderful Melody Rose.
Yeah, I be loving your intros.
Right?
I try.
What's going on, guys? You already know you can follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
And the Filipino king himself, you know what it is, my boy, Nino Lanera.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to Mr. Gonzalez's neighborhood here on AfterBuzz TV.
Happening.
It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Follow me from behind the scenes here at AfterBuzz and everything else.
Yeah. It's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do. She's been here before. Mm-hmm. She came back. By popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, Kiana in the house.
Yes.
Looking lovely.
Thank you.
The rips everywhere. I love how, like we mentioned earlier, we're all kind of coordinating.
Yeah.
So like the fall edition of AfterBuzz.
Yeah. Rips,
you know, it's really good. It's really good. I love it.
How we ran over our clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like reindeer, Rudolph and all that stuff.
Oops.
And just skinned his knees. Ladies and gentlemen, first time ever in the AfterBuzz studios. I don't know why I waited so long. Maybe because he just got on the show. I'm just saying. But ladies and gentlemen, your boy Shad is in the house.
Hey,
what up, Shad? The SC shirts. I see
always.
You.
Yeah.
Looking like he just got his braces off.
Okay.
Brother got the Colgate smile.
Okay.
I see it.
Crash Colgate.
I see. You know what I'm saying?
You really Colgate. Would do so great for Colgate.
Dude, for real.
Crash Colgate, give me a call.
Yeah.
I'm your guy.
Holler at him right now.
Non-photoshopped right here. It's all natural.
And over Skype, you know, in the Skype universe, we tried to get her last week. We had some technical difficulties, a.k.a. she didn't know how to use her joint. But ladies and gentlemen, she's on Skype with us. Look at amazing. It is Zoe.
Yay.
I wish I could see you.
I know. We can see you, though.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yes. She also looks kind of fall-ish a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I see it.
Everything's ready.
So, first show. Order of business, you guys won. Like, you guys won. Like, for real, legitimate. Yeah, I can't believe it. So, Zoe, we're going to start with you. Just when that 11th being came up and you guys just erupted and it was crazy. I mean, there was tears. There was, like, laughter. Like, everybody was joyous. Give me your first reaction.
I think that I accounted for, like, 98% of the tears that were shed on that fucking stage. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. Like, seriously, even while I was on stage, I for real thought that we were losing. I looked at Anthony and Alexis, and I was like, well, we had a snowball shot now, but that was just gone. But as soon as we won, it was just like, I can't believe it. It was amazing. It's like, I'm buying a car. I'm leaving Scranton forever. Never going back there.
Yeah.
So just absolute happiness. It was unreal. Wow.
What about you, Kiana?
Honestly, I was pretty salty.
Salty.
You know, I ran around. I gave everyone their rounds. I was like, yeah, we did it. But by the way, bitches, I just want to let you know that week two, I saved y'all from a blackout. So,
okay. Nice.
Like, told y'all. That's all I want to say.
There was one beam, and that was you.
Yeah, and everyone literally gave me shit for, like, 2 weeks about picking shoot. Michael. They're like, why would you pick him? He says he doesn't want you. And I'm like, okay, well, this show isn't called, like, follow what you think might be your match. It's right. called follow your heart. So right. that's what I did.
Yes. Huh, and you got that one beam. Wow. Yep. Okay.
I realized yeah. that.
I saved everyone $500,000.
Yeah.
So. Kiana's gut feeling yeah. is on point.
Right?
On point. Yeah.
My gut feeling point game is so strong.
They need to give you, like, some more of their money. I'm rights. Just saying. That's like, right. give me a percentage. Or
I'm like about to post my Venmo. Feed. Like, y'all can just hit me up there.
Yeah, exactly. Chad, what about you?
So, to add to that, it was either week 4 or 5. We only got one beam. That's when Audrey and Michael were together the strongest. And your boy saved us from that blackout with that one beam.
Oh, superhero lookout.
Oh, Heroes Week.
Okay. PayPal. I got Apple Pay. You guys can just give me cash. But as far as your question for us winning, it was such a good feeling. Not only because of the money, because, like, down the road in life, we can always make more money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it wasn't just the money, but just to have our family all come together, and it made us so much closer that we actually won. And it's such a cohesive group now that we all have that experience, and literally every girl in that house is my sister, every guy is my brother for the rest of our lives, and we're just one big family now. So yeah. it was just the best feeling in the world.
Okay. Working like it was like a 10-season like TV okay. show.
What not only is he Colgate, like somebody need to call him. Like, Hallmark. For, you know, Hallmark. Or
oh,
like,
we did say you should make some good Hallmark.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't say that on really? An episode. Right. Yeah.
Because you have, like, little clever lines like he doesn't pay that right. we don't get. Right.
Why go to Hallmark? We'll just start Shadmark.
Let's just start.
He's ready.
Kiana's going to backhand you, like, one of these times. I'm just saying.
I'm going to flick him out of the room.
Right. Speaking of Shad for a second, you kind of hated a little bit on the strategy from what yeah. we saw starting in week 9.
You was or, mad no, week hating. 11,
yeah. me, when the strategy kind of came up. And I know it had something to do because at that point in time, you know, you were feeling Audrey. And there was a point in time where it was like, well, you know, he doesn't know what's in my heart because he doesn't live there and he doesn't pay rent. Like one of my favorite lines. But you were kind of hating. Now, do you regret kind of hating on the strategy? Because I feel like the strategy did have some play mm-hmm. in you guys winning.
Yeah, so number one, like, I get it. The rent is really expensive these days. But if you can't afford to purchase, then you got to pay the rent, or I'm going to have to kick you out. But as far as the strategy goes, it was kind of edited in a way that made it look like I was really against what he was saying. But really, I just wanted to check what this strategy was. And even if you're the president of the United States, if you're Steve Jobs at Apple, it doesn't matter who you are. You're not just going to make a big decision without consulting with other people. So Keith said, hey, we have this great strategy, and everyone's going to follow what I'm going to say. And I said, great, he's a smart guy, I like Keith, but what is the strategy? And he kept saying, it's just crunching numbers. And I said, Keith, I got weeks that I'm just sitting in this house doing nothing. Just talk to me, I can understand what you're saying, and I'm just checking what you're saying. Not saying you're wrong, mm-hmm. you could be the smartest guy in the world, but even Albert Einstein had people checking what he did.
Zoe, what is your take on what Shad is saying?
I mean, I totally get where he's coming from because mm-hmm. Keith was very much not willing to explain what was going on, which I understood on his part because, honestly, if he was explaining it to me, I'd have absolutely no fucking idea what he was saying. But that being said, I mean, Shad's a really smart guy. He understands numbers as well, and it's always good to have a second opinion. And, you know, like, maybe he could have seen something that Keith had missed. And it's like, I totally get that. But I also did very much trust in Keith's strategy, which worked out for us, obviously. But so did Keith, I get where he's coming from.
Did Keith eventually share exactly how he came up with the calculations and the statistics behind everything? Or was it just like, this is it?
We're blind trust. Was it a blind trust thing?
She really showed us. I mean, he couldn't explain it with the numbers. That was just a lot of calculations without pen and paper.
Yeah,
but I mean, we sat down and we did from week to week, who sat with who for which theme nights. And then we sort of did process of elimination. So I think that once we got to see that, it really like set in stone that he knew what he was talking about. And I think that that made everyone trust in him a little bit more because we got to see it.
Got it.
And it was week 9 mainly that Keith would say, hey, we're going to do this. And the only explanation was, I'm just crunching numbers. And then once week 10 or the last week came around, then he really opened up and explained what exactly we're doing. And we kind of figured it out empirically. We all sat down and we went through each scenario. So it wasn't like it was rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
It was just going through the motions and going through each week. So everybody could technically understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last week, though, he definitely opened up to everybody and realized, hey, I'm not only playing with my own money, but I'm playing with all of our monies, and we have nothing to do in this house. We sit there all day and just start drama and chat. So now's the time to really explain what's going on, and he did that.
And I think, too, like, something needed to happen because, and we talked about this show, I mean, the whole season. I mean, you're talking about 12 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are, you know, not having a perfect match up until last week. And then you basically, it just seems everybody you're throwing in, which I don't think were totally bad decisions, the people that you put in the truth booth.
Xing them out.
But it was just the fact that none of them were perfect matches.
Exactly.
Something needed to happen at this moment in time. Otherwise, you guys were not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy, too, and it's hard because if you take a look at the end results and whose matches were whose, at some of those matches, you're like, what?
Yeah,
exactly.
Alexis and Anthony was just a scary notion, and then Gilles had to be the one to figure out if it's going to be Clinton or money.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? So, like, the people who are sitting with these people, like, Zoe was sitting with E-Money, which could have been Gilles's person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have been freaked out the whole time, and like you told us earlier, this isn't quick for you guys. You guys are sitting there waiting for these results to come in with minutes to hours in between each beam, while we're here, like, scared and frantic at, like, 2 seconds in between each light that comes up.
Dude, I'm sitting there literally, like, I think it was the 5? Because you guys never got past 5.
No, mm-hmm. Never.
So, and I love how they drew it out. Like, the 5 means to get to 6. And then you guys get to 6, you're like, oh, and then it just starts boom, boom. Mm-hmm. How long were you guys sitting there?
Too long.
I want to know.
Some of the beams, it would literally be 15 minutes.
Yeah. For another beam to pop.
There was one time that I literally fell asleep, and then Audrey had to, like, wake me up. I'm like, what's up? Oak tree?
Right.
Oak tree?
Yeah, he's doing too much.
No, but literally, it was 15 minutes on one of them.
No, like, it honestly, I think the longest was, like, 5 minutes. Because 15 minutes is a long time.
No.
That is a long time.
It was longer than 5 minutes. Zoe, can you back me up on that? There was one of them.
Zoe, was there
15 minutes?
Was there 15-minute beams?
But I could definitely vouch for probably like 5, which is just enough that you're
in
like...
In his head, he felt like
still.
In my head.
It felt like forever.
Five is still a long time.
5 minutes every single beam,
No, no, they'd switch it up.
Oh, they would switch
it up. So maybe the contrast made me think it was longer. Like, some of them would go quicker.
Still, I wouldn't be able to, like, you know what I mean?
Was the from 5 to 6, was that a long time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might have been that one.
Wait, so Zoe, like, did you ever think that you and Ethan could have ever been a match? Like, did that ever kind of cross your thoughts, or did you just never go there?
No, you see, like, I kind of had this open mind going into it, and I really thought at some point that, like, every single boy in the house was my match. It's like, I just saw so many good qualities in everyone that I was like, well, why not him? So Ethan was never, like, counted out, but... I think that I just never really gave him a fair chance exactly because I talked to him very little, and I'm not blaming it on him at all because it was absolutely my fault too. But he was one of the people that kind of like segregated from the group, like he was always outside rapping by the swamp. So I feel like I didn't really get a lot of
rapping with alligators.
Rapping by the swamp.
Rapping to the alligators.
Just like by himself.
Oh,
like,
I feel it. Yeah, so you think one, maybe if he like would have put himself out there more, like to talk to you, maybe, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like a great guy. So I mean, once we really started talking about like the important things, not just like the surface things that we had going on in our lives, it was like it made more sense to me. It was like with our careers and everything, and it all kind of started to add up and make sense. And I was like, oh shit, like if only we talked about this stuff earlier, maybe we could have figured it out from like, I don't know, way sooner than the last week.
He was like super happy.
Yeah, can we talk about the end?
Yeah.
The end where he was like super happy that, you know, you're his beautiful, you know, perfect match, and then you just nicely put your hand on his shoulder like, that your curve game is strong, girl.
Yeah. No, it was a girl. And shout out to Hennessy. I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, Hennessy's actually Sensei's dog
that's almost asleep. Oh, she's chilling.
Yeah, she is mad chilling. You gotta,
she's so comfy.
Zoe, when you see this back,
so
you gotta check out.
Yeah, like, she's being so good.
Yeah, shout out to you with her Gucci little emo.
You know how to get my baby right.
Hi, Hennessy.
Hello.
She's like, what's happening?
She's like, I was so good. Like, why did you disturb me?
Sorry.
She's like, ah.
But
no,
yes,
man.
As you guys can see, Gucci.
Yeah. There it is.
Thanks.
Let's talk about this episode a little bit because there was some major stuff with Keith and Alexis.
Yes, you got
that
major,
was
like,
crazy, like crazy.
World, like earth turning.
That was wild.
Yeah. So I mean, we get like the edited version, obviously.
Oh my god, my smoke alarm is going off.
Are you okay? Is somebody
you all right?
It just happened.
She burnt pizza rolls.
It's awkward.
Everything's good. Everything's fine.
It's okay. Girl. Nothing's on fire. I just want to make sure there's no fire. Because otherwise, handle that.
Yes, because we don't need no more fire over here, girl. Okay.
No more fire.
No more fire. We've had enough of that.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Sensei's only fire we need right now.
Exactly. But yeah, Keith and Alexis, that was like, I mean, obviously throughout the whole season, there's been like tumultuous between them, but this just came to a crazy head.
I did not expect this.
Like in the fire with the whole stuff, Bunny.
No, I didn't expect her and Michael.
No.
Well, can you give us the behind the scenes? Yeah.
Okay, I will give everyone a behind the scenes.
Tea, give it the tea.
Okay, everyone sip your tea. So basically, Michael told me that we had like a private conversation after all of this went down. Because I went up to him and I was like, dude, you really fucked up. Like, why'd you do what you did? Like, you've put yourself in such bad like situation. So he told me that after we like split up, he made a bet with Alexis where if by week 10 they don't find their match and they're still in the house and single, they're going to make out or kiss. It was just a kiss. Like
yeah,
Duffy told me, it was just
that.
A kiss.
Right.
So,
it was
the last night in the house.
I was like, when's the wedding here?
They were
right,
like,
right.
Shotgun Ooh. Beers and
yeah, shotgun
Wait,
beers
so
off
were
of the
Keith
chest,
and Michael friends?
I have. Yes. Nice. Enjoyed it.
Keith and Michael were friends.
That's
and
why
so,
Michael was like, I'm not going to tell him the truth because he's really drunk and he's going to be mad. Now we were all just like, dude,
oh
like that's
gosh.
The worst thing to do. Like, even though he's drunk, like still tell him the
Is
truth.
That why he was like not trying to come clean? Because he really
yes.
was not trying to tell
oh,
the truth.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
yep.
well, it was literally the last night. I think it was last night, right?
That's
second
crazy.
To last.
So, I mean, I think maybe he just wanted to win the money and then deal with the stuff after.
After the fact.
But, you know, it came out and then we had to deal with it then.
He must have been super drunk for that all to go down at that time, right?
There was basically a bodyguard just following Keith around to make sure that nothing
happened. Are you serious?
Which they didn't show.
Yeah. What?
You know, because Keith actually is one of my favorites. I don't know. He reminds me of, like, because I've always had these things. Like, if I would, like, date a white guy, like, it'd probably be, like, a funny guy, you know? I mean, I just... You know, allow, but no, but like, Keith reminds me of like, you know, those actors, you know, like
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like one of those college actors or whatever.
Yeah. American
and
Pie.
For some reason, like, I just love those actors. I'm like, oh, they're just so cute. Keith is definitely one of my faves.
He's definitely
sure.
a stickler.
Like,
he's
you know, so,
yes, I call him that day one. Yeah, he's like,
definitely.
So, like, he gives me that vibe. Yeah. So, there's that automatic, like,
frat
oh,
boy,
okay.
Like, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So he's always been one of my favorites. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt so bad for him.
I have his number, so I'll give it to you after the show.
I'm taken. But no, I really liked him, and I feeled for him, and I just
so literally there was a bodyguard though, just making sure that he didn't
because he was gonna literally rip Michael's head off. Like Michael had to stay like
security bodyguard sounds like
no. I mean, I get it.
At that point, it was a bodyguard.
It was
pretty much,
but they didn't show like it didn't look that bad.
No, it was really bad. It was really bad. No, I'm terrified. Like,
oh wow.
What sucks is that like what escalated it was literally just that me and Keith are outside talking, and like if you heard our conversation, it was 100% like about strategy. We were talking about matches, and then I could see Alexis like through the window, and she looked pissed. I was like, oh god, like I can't have Keith all nervous right now because he needs to help me find my match and help all of us win money because we suck,
right?
And we just like want his head in the game. I mean, then that happened. So it just really sucked that it escalated out of like an absolutely like not a situation.
And it had to be the fucking second to the last night. Right. Like, so what the hell? Like,
I think that was the last, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, second to last night. Second. But that was the end.
Regardless, he needs to think about strategy. Right. So this is just
that was like probably out of all the nights in the house. That was like the most hectic, most drama, most crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like you guys got to remember, there's 40-minute episodes and there's, what, 10 or 11 of them?
Right.
Whereas there's a million cameras. Right. Yeah. There's 22
They
had to cut it down to a couple minutes, but it was a long night.
Wait, so how much back and forth? Wow. I mean, we saw her favorite stuffed animal, his shoes,
her boots and
dress. Like, did it keep on going and going?
Punch the wall.
Yep.
It was wild. Oh,
the way he was looking at Michael when he asked was like was scary.
Yeah,
yeah, that's just why the they
calmness
had to break
before
security.
The storm type situation and just how he was looking and not giving two.
Well, it's just fucked up. I mean, you wouldn't expect that. She told him she loved him, and then
she does that.
Ew, girl.
And then it just also made like especially at the matchup, it made your boy Michael look bad. Because then he's hooked up with all...
Terrence literally listed everyone.
Like, the laundry list. I'm like, dang. And he's like, whoa. And it wasn't the sense, like, you put it like that. Like, it just looks really bad. Like, it looked really bad. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, and I love how you're just like, yeah. Hello.
I know. I love how you got the last laugh. You were just like...
You basically made him apologize to you.
Oh, of course.
Like, made him.
Of course. That was the whole game plan.
Yeah, that was it.
That's so
funny. Look at her smile, though, right now.
Yeah. She's so feeling good.
Oh, man. So
I love being right.
When you get to... I'm going to go back to the matchup because that's obviously where it culminates. And so everybody, did you all have, like, does everybody know the game plan?
Yes.
What they're supposed to do? Because obviously this is girls' pick, so, you know, you guys, you know, girls starting. And it starts with Jaless. And so she has to start off correct. Was anyone worried that she's going to go rogue?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think Zoe said it really good in her one clip where she was like, if she doesn't pick Clinton, like, we might just lose this.
Because it was between Clinton and Ethan.
Yeah.
And so she had to, but she knew she had to pick Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Zoe
had
no idea.
You had no idea?
The night before, we all agreed. So I had no idea that Jaless was even between the two because we all agreed and we left that meeting we all know exactly who you pick. So I didn't even know until I just watched it right now.
Okay. Because
Zoe would know better than I do.
She was really between the two, though. Like, she had her mind set on Clinton for weeks. So, I mean, I feel like it was just still in the back of her mind, like, if it could be one or the other, like, that sucks and it's all on me. But I think that she knew really deep down that it was Clinton. She said that to me, and she said it to other people 1,000 times. So
that makes sense.
It's like, I feel like just her saying that at the last minute was really just because she was nervous that she was going to be wrong.
It's the pressure. I mean, the pressure when you could be that one deciding factor out of the whole thing.
Exactly.
That could be you that messes it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she does pick Clinton, and so then, you know, follow suit, and then it's Audrey. Of course, she picks Shad, and you weren't surprised because you guys had made... the connection because in the last episode, like, she was beaming. Like, you're just like, you're spitting mad game, and she's just like, oh my gosh, I love you, da, da, da. And, like, you were the man for her because she needed you in that moment. Like, what made you step
genuine.
Up? Yeah. I'm not hating. I just want you to tell us, like, what that was like.
So, from the beginning, I kind of knew that Audrey was my match.
Okay.
And I didn't develop, like... she's an amazing girl, but I didn't develop like feelings like, oh my god, I need to like date this girl from the beginning. And I think it's because like when I date a girl in real life, it's like I hang out with her for a couple hours, and then, you know, I drop her off and don't see her for a few days, and I'm like, okay, I kind of miss her, I want to hang out with her again. Then you pick her up, you hang out for a few more hours, then you drop her. So you start to miss the girl, and then before you know it, you're like, okay, I really like that girl. In this house, it was a little bit different. It's like you're with them, and then you're always with them. So you don't get time to develop feelings when they're not with you. So I kind of knew from the beginning, and that's why I picked Audrey 5 times, that she was my match. But I didn't necessarily develop those feelings where at the time I was like, okay, I need to be in a relationship with this girl. But I knew that she was my match. And that's why at the end when Keith was saying, hey, Shad, you don't have good reasons, it's like we just started doing strategy week 9,
right?
And I've picked her 5 times. So
right.
I have good reasons. And a lot of people have better, like, explicit reasons that you say, hey, we both like dogs. Hey, we both like ice cream. Those explicit reasons don't keep relationships together. It's the intangibles. It's the stuff that nobody else knows except for you. Because, like, my parents, they're completely opposites when it comes to a lot of things. But they're an extremely happy couple, and they've been together for a long time. So only I know who could be my match. And my actions from the beginning where I picked her 5 times, that should show it more than anything.
Well, and that's crazy because you guys were total opposites. I mean, she was a talker, and you just didn't talk. Yeah. Like, you talked here and there, you know.
From what we saw, yeah.
From what we saw. Right. You know, I wish you actually would have spoke up more because, like, you here in person, you know, you're more wittier and more, you know.
Hallmark.
Oak Tree. Call this real quick. Oak Tree, because I must have been really tired last week.
No, explain. I wasn't. Yeah. I don't talk tree, so.
I was, that was funny. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. So, if you guys know anything about trees, bless you. So if you know anything about trees, oak trees are extremely, like, stable. Their roots just go through concrete. If you're ever driving and you see the concrete up, oak trees are there. They can withstand hurricanes, everything. So they're consistent. And I said, girls, a lot of the times, they're a lot more emotional than guys are. So, like, in school, like, we're taking finals, and girls would, like, freak out. They have to eat sweets and, like, go to the library all day, and they'd freak out. And they're watching Titanic. They're crying. The guy isn't crying.
I don't know what girl you're talking about, bro.
When a girl gets mad, she yells. And, like, girls are very emotional, and that's just inherently how they are. And they don't want a guy that's even more emotional than them. They don't want, like, a male girlfriend because they need somebody to bring them back. Like, if a girl's really sad, they need a guy to make them happier.
So you're saying you're
too cocky, you're happy. You're happy. Then you need to be in the middle and bring her down and humble her.
So that's where the oak tree comes in.
So the oak tree is stable. It's there. And I was comparing the girls to weather because, like, one day it's rainy, one day it's sunny. Right. And the oak tree just sits there. And a girl wants a guy that's, like, consistent and is always there for them.
Okay. Shad's an oak tree, ladies and gentlemen. Shad's oak tree.
Amazing. He is stable.
He's stable. Zoe, was Ethan more of a weepy willow for you? Like, what was... you went next and you... you picked Ethan.
You had
made it seemed like a connection towards the end. Like, you were kind of like, oh, okay, I can see that. Were you confident in the decision with Ethan picking him?
Yeah, 100%. Like, as soon as we started to talk about the things that, like Shad said, not just like, oh, we both like ice cream. Once we started getting, like, deeper, it made a lot more sense. So I was totally confident in my decision.
Okay, awesome. Dope. The next pairing, which was probably the weirdest of all of them, was Alexis and Anthony.
Mm-hmm. See, I have a question for everyone, though, because I feel like everyone thought that was the most random pairing. So if not them two, who would they have been with?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I'll let Kiana answer that, but I would think, literally, forget that out of all the matches, out of any two people, probably the people that interacted the least... Yeah, out of any combination, any permutation, those two, I think. Yeah. Okay. I'll let Kiana answer. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense because I couldn't really, like, match-wise see them with anybody else. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense that they're a match, but, like,
they
were saying, like, they never talked once in the house.
Wow.
They probably said hi to each other on the first day, and that's just about it.
I wonder if it was the you know how, like, they were the cast people or whatnot, and they're matching, like, oh, we have a leftover couple.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
They're the match.
No, like, I've actually said that before.
That's what it feels like. It feels like they were the leftovers. They're like, you're great TV, and so are you. Right. So there you go.
Maybe they were, like, the ones to, like, trick you guys, or they were, like, the random, what are they called, wild card?
Yeah. Wild card, yeah.
I'm curious to think, and I'm just, you know, glad it worked out. You know, hallelujah. But I'm just wondering if, let's say, Alexis was, like, Keith was still on the table. or someone else that she was, like, you know, interested in or involved in.
I could have seen Malcolm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
if
true.
She would have went with the strategy of picking Anthony or followed her heart, basically. Like, I mean, you guys know her better than we do. Do you think that that could have been a factor? Or do you think that she would have went with Anthony because that's what everybody was wanting to happen?
I think after their conversation, because they went and talked for like an hour,
okay,
and they didn't show it really. I think after their conversation, like Alexis came out and she's like, "Oh my god, like I see it." Okay. Like I definitely.
So she knew
see
she
it.
Found some ways. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think from there it was like 50%. Oh, all these people want me to pick him, but 50%. I really actually feel like he could be my match.
And I wonder if it's in the opposite track situation where she's like the firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's a little bit more calm or whatnot.
Yeah. Sure.
And he could, you know, he could handle her sure. situation.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
And,
so
and
random.
With that, well, two things. One is, while like I was a huge believer in the matchmakers, end of the day, it is pen and paper and talking versus. So you could make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That is a possibility. And also, you were asking, like, hey, are people going to go with the strategy or are they going to go with the heart?
Yeah.
Everybody was saying play with your heart from the beginning. But that last matchup ceremony, everybody was on board with the strategy. There
because
was no
nothing had it was.
Like, it's you sit with them for 30 minutes. It's like, if you can't sit with somebody for 30 minutes to get $1 million yeah. and then hang out with whoever you want to 30
right.
minutes later, like,
yeah.
there's something yeah. wrong
like,
with
come
you.
Come on.
Like,
right. Like, get your life. So yeah, I think Hennessy's having some.
Sorry, she has some gas.
Hennessy's
up here. I was watching the show and I was like, "Damn, Hennessy!" Like,
Kiana, blame it on Hennessy.
Oh my god, sorry.
That's messed up. Yeah, you better give that hug right now.
She real comfy. Yeah, clearly, yeah. She real comfy over there.
Speaking of Kiana, we've already talked that she knew her match from day one. Mm-hmm. And it was Michael. Was there, like, knowing, I mean, you said it a billion times, but you're like, oh, I told you, I know.
Yeah.
But when you, like, did he finally, like, kind of see it? Like, because initially, when they showed the playback, he was kind of like,
he's getting stronger, you know.
Who fed him Chipotle? Someone gave him Chipotle.
And she's literally like, okay, like I'm
okay.
not tripping. did he, like, see it, though? Like, because initially, it seemed like he was dismissing you almost like, hey, I think this is going too fast or what have
yeah.
you. Let's see other people and kind of see what goes with that. As opposed to like you were kind of confident in him.
So like day one when we were talking, okay, I know a lot of the things that they showed were surface level conversations. But we talked about real life stuff, which they didn't show, like family and like what we both want and what we both need. So from day one, we both literally looked at each other and we're like, wow, like we need to get into the truth booth. Like we even said it like in the pool, like we need to get into the truth booth and figure this out because we both really believe like we don't even have to talk to anyone else and we already know that we could be a match.
Right.
So obviously like feelings got like brought in, which is never really a good thing. But I think... Honestly, I mean, I can't speak for him. He's not here. But I think, honestly, the reason why he didn't want to go into the truth booth and why he dismissed me and broke up with me and ended things was because he didn't want to leave week two or week three.
Really?
And he wanted to stay in the house and have fun because that's he always kept saying, like, I came here for the experience.
Interesting.
So if he would have left,
makes
like,
sense.
Week two or week three, I mean, I definitely would have understood, too. But at the same time, like, we would have been a match and we would have been helping the whole entire house.
It would have been a bit different situation.
Exactly. And that's what I was thinking of it as. He was thinking it as, oh, I don't want to leave because the party's here. And if I leave
yeah.
with you,
right.
I'm going to be stuck with you for however many weeks we're
and
gone.
I've seen that in other seasons
mm-hmm.
where there's been couples
mm-hmm.
that are like,
that leave
I like
right
you,
away.
But I want to stay here because
right.
it's
yeah,
cracking.
No,
and
for sure.
No, I get that, especially
yeah.
so early.
Yeah.
So
let me check my other options.
Right.
right.
Yeah. And he sure did check
yeah.
them, honey.
But
checking them out.
My thing is, let's say you guys didn't win and you all were a match and could have helped.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been.
Oh, yeah. That
would have
been
a,
yeah.
terrible. So, thank you. That would have been a different situation. So we have Nerys ended up with Dimitri, Olivia, and Malcolm. We had Kareem and Dee Dee.
I like that.
Joe and Uche.
I like that.
Yeah, me
which
too.
You like that?
Yeah.
We saw for the past couple episodes
yeah.
where that could happen.
Sure. And then we had
sure.
Jada and Keith, which
I didn't,
that's another
I didn't see it at first,
yeah.
but then when like I saw, you know, when Jada was speaking, like she's like,
yeah,
yeah I you know, the type of person I am
mm-hmm.
and she's like, no shade, you know, to Alexis, but you know,
yeah.
I think I'm the type of person that could work well. And then I was like, Okay, I could see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see it.
I think we all see that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Uche and Joe, I think Uche is like one of the few people that I could see as a match with anybody. Mm-hmm. She's like a very nice person and pretty gregarious, like right. interacts well mm-hmm. with everybody. So I could, right. I think we all could see that at
yeah.
the end too.
Yeah. Word. So you're waiting for the beams and
dying.
Absolutely. Yeah, dying. Beams come up and then get past the first hump, which is the 5. You're in 6. You're 7. You know when you get 10, you know it's mm-hmm. it's a wrap because right. 10 yeah. has to make 11. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are all celebrating. Of these matches, just curious before we wrap, which do you think is the one that made the least sense out of all the perfect matches?
Yeah, you guys, we talked about it before, but Alexis and Anthony, I don't yeah. think they said one word to each other. Uh-huh. And I think they're the only two people not to talk the entire time. I yeah. think. I can't
I,
say
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, me too.
I could kind of see even the weird ones that we talked about before
right.
where there could be some sort of a match or some sort of way.
Uh-huh.
Alexis and Anthony is just off the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. yeah.
Like with how yeah. they got together.
Okay. And they're both amazing people. They're dope people, but they just didn't talk
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So weird. They didn't gravitate towards each other at all.
What were you saying?
Beyond like not talking to each other, it's just like knowing Alexis and knowing Anthony, like Anthony's a party animal. He's drunk constantly. Like
maybe that's it.
That's what yeah. I said earlier.
That's everybody, mostly.
I don't know that that's something that Alexis would necessarily need in her life. I don't know that Anthony would make her better mm-hmm. and true, vice versa. True. I okay. honestly feel like they'd probably be really bad for each other because they're both similar in that way.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I don't know. It just didn't really make sense to me. I was like... Right. Yeah, they didn't talk, but probably for good reason.
Okay. Yeah, so they both just made really good TV and yeah. had to throw them in there.
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
Two wrongs don't make yeah. it right.
Zoe, what's up? Did you ever try to explore anything with
E-Money?
With E-Money?
No, she curved
her. Man.
Do you mean like in the house or like after the show?
I'm talking about like whenever.
Like, no, I mean, me and Ethan, I hate to be like, oh, we're just really good friends.
There we go.
Yeah.
But no, like we are. And
okay.
I hate to say it, but honestly, like when I was in the house, I wasn't really feeling that sort of connection with like anyone really. Mm-hmm. It's like I didn't want to date anyone from the show. Yeah. I loved all of them. And like I think that they're all going to be some of my best friends for yeah. like the rest of my life. But it wasn't Ethan. It wasn't any of them. It was just none of them, I don't think, were for me exactly.
Got it.
So. No shade to Ethan. I love him so much,
but
we
Ethan has,
are not.
Yeah. Right, I'm sure. No,
for Ethan
sure.
has Ethan's bitches.
Matches in yeah. his DMs. No,
but Shad, what about you? I mean, because we only really seen you talking to Audrey the whole time. Like, was there any other potentials that you thought could have been your match?
So the other ones that I said throughout the season, I said Zoe. She's a beautiful girl. She's really fun to hang out with. I said Nicole. We had great conversations, and I said Nerys. Because she just had my back since day one, and I really like how like protective she is of her guy.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Audrey was the only one I could see myself with in a sustainable relationship.
Got it.
And I'm not there to find a month fling. Right. I'm not there to find a friend.
Right.
I'm there to find the one.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the only one that I saw the potential to be with in the long term, and that's why I knew it was her.
Okay. You have so many quotable moments
yeah.
in this.
Yeah.
I know. We'll get sound bites.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kiana, what about you and Michael?
What about it?
Okay, well, that answers that.
Next question.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show.
just the way you said it, though.
Like, yeah,
what about you and Michael?
What about it? I mean, nothing?
We're friends.
We're
I
friends.
Mean,
okay.
That's all.
And
that's
same with you and Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying that till the reunion. If okay. I'm with Audrey right now, because I don't post much on social media,
yeah.
then I'm an extremely lucky guy. Okay. And if I'm not with her, then... You know, I care about her, so okay. if she's going to be with someone else,
there it is.
Then I just want her to be happy. So you'll find out on the reunion.
Uh-huh. Speaking of, the reunion is next week.
Yeah,
and we're going to be covering it, and we'll have more guests. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show today.
Yes.
So happy. I'm so excited. Give it up for our guests. And season 6 in
thank
the book.
Thank you, Zoe.
Yes, and shout out to Hennessy and his gas. I've been
right?
your host, Lim Gonzalez.
No
you can
Chipotle.
Find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Sensei, where you at?
You guys know where to follow me at Sensei Don't Play everywhere.
You guys already know, Melody_Rose.
Hey, it's your boy Dino. You can catch me at Neil and Nair on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And Zoe, where can the fans find you?
Zoe in Wonderland on Instagram and on Twitter.
Dope, Chad.
Awesome.
And you actually have a TEDx talk coming up.
Yeah, so I have an Instagram, Dave_Shad, but okay. I don't want you guys to follow me for me. I want you guys to follow me because I have something coming up. It's a big moment, and it's really going to help our environment, and it's going to help people around the world, and it's going to help people save money. So follow me for that, not for me.
Word. All right, stay tuned. Kiana, where are you at?
Kiana Land on everything.
Kiana Land on everything. Yep. Yes! Give it up one more time right there. Season 6. They got money. They got paper. We need a loan. Until next week, we're going to cover the reunion, but we'll see you. Peace, Uncle Lim.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.